And many people have done that. I'm going to be joined now by a woman. Her name's Daphne Gutierrez. She had a condition called Chiari malformation. It's where the skull is either too small or misshapen, and it causes the brain to push down into the spinal column. And that caused all kinds of neurological problems. And for Daphne, it actually caused her to have these vice-like headaches. I mean, I can't imagine what she was going through. She had tinnitus, she had vomiting, she had dizziness, she had seizures. It actually caused her to lose her sight. She lost sight in her left eye and then her right eye last year. She even approved to go to a nursing home. She was going to go there because she couldn't care for her children. So through a family member, she heard about the relics of St. Charbel, and she heard about a blind boy in Mexico that was healed through his intercession. So she, like so many others before her, decided to go to this parish and call upon this wonder worker. And what happened next is absolutely incredible. And Daphne is joining me today. She's on the line. She's currently in a New York airport. She's waiting for a flight home after, well, actually being able to see with her healed eyes the relics of St. Charbel. Daphne, good afternoon. Great to have you on the air with me.
Hi.
And your physician's on. Is she online with us as well, Dr. Ann Boric? Is she with
us? Yes, yes. How are you?
Hi, doctor. Good to have you here. Let me start with Daphne. I love the story, and then, doctor, we can talk as well. Daphne, share the story, if you would. I mean, you went to a parish. What happened? You were suffering for years from these problems. You lost your vision. Share your story. Just fill everyone in on how God worked.
Well, yeah. I went blind from my right eye first, and then on November 14th year, I lost my left eye. Doctors told me that I wasn't no longer going to be seen. And I had just gotten approved to go to a nursing home. So they were just, trying to look for a place. My sister-in-law calls my husband and tells him that the relics from St. Charbel were at the St. Joseph Maronite Catholic Church. We didn't know who St. Charbel was. And she took me in to the church. And when we were there, I told her, tell me when we're in the entrance, because I couldn't see. And mm-hmm. She said, yeah. So she told me. And once I walked in there, I said, I was begging for help. I was begging them to help me to get my vision back. And I said, if you don't want to do it for me, it's fine, but do it for my kids. Because I have an 8-year-old daughter, a 10-year-old son, and an 11-year-old son at home. Mm-hmm. And then she took me to touch the relics, and she said, pray that he will hear you. I heard so much about him that I have faith.
Yeah.
Then she tells me, if they're having confessions, I'm going to take you. I'm not asking if you want to go. I'm taking you.
Wow.
So she took me to confession. And then when we got back, she tells my 8-year-old daughter that was with us, tell the priest to pray for your mom. And when the priest was praying for me, she said that the priest was standing in my left side. I didn't feel nobody touching me on my left. I felt somebody touching me on my right. And she said, well, there was nobody close to you on your right side. The father was on your left. Then I started to feel my body different. Since that moment, I started feeling like my body had no, strength.
Right.
Didn't say anything because I didn't even know what was going on. I mean, what was I feeling or anything? So, he then put the holy oil on my eyes, on my head, and in my hands. And then he told my daughter, take care of your mother because she'll be taking and seeing you later.
Wow.
I continue to feel that way until I went home. I continue, and then the next day I came back, which was on a Sunday, the 17th, I came back to the church, but with my family and with my whole mm-hmm. family. And I took my blessing and I continue to feel that same thing I felt on Saturday. I felt it on Sunday, but stronger. And my husband kept on asking, what's the matter? What's wrong? Nothing. Just leave me alone. Does your head hurt? No. And
your husband said to me, and I found this interesting, that he smelled something like meat cooking. What was that all about?
When I went home that Sunday, you know, I felt tired. So, like, my body was just tired. So I wanted to sleep. So I went to sleep, and then at the middle of the night, I woke up, and my eyes were burning. My eyes were burning, and I started moving my husband and telling my husband that my eyes were burning. Help me, you know, my eyes are burning. He says to me, you know, you don't have no sensation in your eyes. It can't be that they're burning, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they're moving, and well, when he gets close to me, he just tells me, babe, he's all like, there's a smell coming out of you, like burned meat smell. But my eyes continue burning, and then I have that sensation on my head, on my forehead, mm-hmm. that like if somebody did surgery on me, and then my anesthesia was coming down, so I felt it more.
Yeah.
You know, and I continue to have that burning sensation until I opened my eyes, because it was so strong.
Yeah.
And I mean, I didn't see him clearly, but I saw shadows, and I knew it was my husband, so I told him. I told him, I can see you, and not only see you with one eye, but I see you with both of my eyes.
Wow.
And since that moment, like, you know, it was just hard. You know, he's like, no, it can't be. And I'm like, yes, you know, I can see you with both of my eyes.
Because that was medically impossible, right? That optic nerve was gone, right?
Yeah, no, I couldn't. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. And now you can see 20/20, or what's your vision like?
Yes. Yes.
That's 20/20. Incredible. And your headaches are gone?
Yes.
Praise God. That's amazing. By an act of providence, you were able to track down Dr. Ann Boric. She was an internist from Phoenix, folks, who was one of several doctors who actually examined Daphne after her healing. And she's actually right now traveling with Daphne, is waiting with her in New York for the return flight home, because you, at the time, Daphne, you couldn't see the relics because you were visually impaired.
No.
You decided after your healing to go and to witness these relics yourself. So you took, I guess, a pilgrimage to go see them. I want to hear what happened then too. But right now, let me welcome to the program Dr. Ann Boric. And Doctor, from a medical perspective, maybe you can just give me your own take on this. Can you describe what this TRE malformation is like? It's a very rare condition, for what I understand.
It is. And actually, Daphne, she's 30 years old, and actually has a history of what's called benign intracranial hypertension. I think the side note is the Chiari malformation. It's really the high pressure in the brain that really affected the optic nerves and caused damage to the optic nerves where she lost her vision. You know, over time, the real huge part of this whole thing is that when you look at the optic nerve medically, it looked damaged, and we have that documented in the medical records. After she woke up and explained what she just explained, she went to her ophthalmologist. They examined her, and her optic disc was still very papilledematous, atrophied. It appeared very sick. She still couldn't count fingers. 48 hours later, complete 20/20 vision. Her vision was restored. And what's amazing, and what has never been really documented in the medical literature, is that her discs were back to a normal, pearly, healthy-appearing optic disc.
Wow.
And so that is really something that we can't explain medically.
So there's no medical explanation for that at all. That's amazing.
There's not. Yeah, we in Phoenix, we all got together. There was a committee of physicians, did an extensive literature search. She went to three different ophthalmologists. And then actually took her to a neuro-ophthalmologist who specializes just in this condition, where you know, any visual condition that is affected by pathology in the brain. So the neuro-ophthalmologist reviewed everything, and there's just no explanation. This is absolutely something that is attributed to the intercession of St. Charbel after visiting the relics.
So when there's pressure like that on the optic nerve and it gets relieved, the optic nerve doesn't go back the way it was before, does it?
Usually it does not. When it's damaged so bad to the point where it causes a visual change, there's going to be some residual damage to what that optic nerve looks like. Now, Daphne had mm-hmm. two surgical procedures. She has a shunt in her brain, and she has a shunt in her back. She has a ventricular peritoneal shunt and a lumboperitoneal shunt that was done in an attempt to decrease the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of which worked, and then they went in and revised the shunt to see if because, I mean, it's devastating. Once, as a medical physician, once we know that a patient is losing vision, there's no turning back.
Right.
So everything was done to try to preserve as much as possible the vision. And the other thing is when the vision does come back, it's usually central. Daphne's vision is completely restored, central, peripheral. I mean, it's just something that we just don't see, you know, medically.
That's amazing. What did it do for you personally? And for, I don't know what your faith is, but how did it impact you personally and your faith?
You know, I am Catholic and I am a person of faith, but I got to tell you, just talking to you now, my heart is racing. It's something that now it's an opportunity to talk to my patients, to minister to them. I started praying with my patients.
Wow.
Here in New York, something really incredible happened last night. Daphne, through a friend in Phoenix, knew about a gentleman here in New York, which is where we are right now, who is actually dying of something called Lewy bodies. It's a degenerative brain problem, and the guy has a feeding tube and all of it, young guy. And come to find out that that person is a parishioner of the church that we were at where the relics were. So Daphne requested that we go to the bedside, and the family requested that she go. And so we were actually at the bedside last evening praying and, you know, being with that. So for me now, it feels very, very, very normal to be a physician in that posture, to unite kind of what I say, you know, health and holiness. It's just an awesome thing. Well, transformed my life for sure.
It's a noble vocation you have. I mean, what a gift you have of medicine, but to complement that with faith, because look, God is bigger than any problem. And God has given us a gift of medicine too, to bring about healing, but there's nothing to limit him for bringing about miraculous healings as well. And I just love that because God's an intimate part of our life.
When I was first called to, you know, to review the records and everything, you know, as somebody who is, you know, grounded in my Catholic faith, there was a skepticism, you know, is this really something, you know, I honestly tried to, I don't want to say disprove it, but mm-hmm. we want to make sure that if we're proclaiming this, we want it to be true.
Amen. Right.
You know, we don't want to lead people on to something that is false. And so we really did our due diligence and I can testify and I can tell, and I will tell anybody that. That's just how the Holy Spirit has laid this, you know, on my heart and on Daphne's heart, and it's just awesome.
So what was it like to go and see the relics next? And Daphne, maybe you can respond to that, because you were healed. You went back to view these relics. What was that second experience like when you went to pray before the relics of St. Charbel?
When Anne told me, you know, that those were the relics that I had touched in Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was something really, like, I felt happy, you know, I started crying, and it's just like, thanks to him, you know, that he did hear me, you know.
I love him. Let me ask you, too, you went to confession. Do you think that was an important part of bringing about your healing?
Yes, and that's what I've been saying all along, you know, that I think confession is really important.
Yeah.
You know, because you heal, I mean, it helps you mm-hmm. get to your healing, you know, because not only you're doing it physically, but you're also doing it spiritual-wise.
Yeah, you're right. And please pray for all of us, if you would, Daphne. We'll continue to pray for you and the great mission that God has, I'm sure, in store for you.